Welcome again to the Offbeat Magazine podcast. Well, October's here, and next weekend, the 12th, 13th, and 14th, the city of Houma will play host to the annual Voice of the Wetlands Festival. The first fest was held back in 2004, under a tent, to protect everyone from lingering tropical storm Matthew. No such trouble is expected this year. Of course, the weekend offers all the things you might expect to find at a music festival in Louisiana, but it also aims to serve as what it calls the conscience of the struggle to save the Louisiana wetlands. For example, the festival will offer airplane tours of the surrounding bayou, letting visitors see firsthand the effects of coastal erosion. Performers include Beau Soleil, Chubby Carrier, and the Wild Magnolias, but closing out the weekend will be a performance from the organization's flagship group, the Voice of the Wetlands All-Stars. The All-Stars features, among others, Cyril Neville, Big Chief Monk Boudreau, and Waylon Thibodeau, as well as VOW's outspoken founder, Cajun singer and guitarist Tab Benoit. Benoit's efforts on behalf of wetlands restoration have included lobbying lawmakers and producing PSAs like this one.
Like our wetlands, water birds are struggling to remain part of our landscape. So next time you're on the water, remember to watch for nesting birds on islands. Fish swim and play from 50 yards away.
Tab grew up in the landscape he now works to protect and has watched the water gradually encroaching on his childhood home.
We had 300 acres when I was growing up, and we have 40 left. Open water.
I talked to Tab on the phone as he drove back from touring on the West Coast.
Yeah, we're in the middle of the desert, driving through New Mexico right now. And, you know, I get home and start setting up.
We talked about the plans for the festival and his thoughts on the prospects for wetlands recovery. On the latter topic, Tab is preoccupied by one problem in particular, the need of devising some system for letting the Mississippi River do its natural work in rebuilding the land.
How do we get the river water over those levees? That's the element that we have to have for any type of restoration. If you're restoring the Delta of the Mississippi, you've got to have Mississippi River water running through it. You know, without that, we're not really restoring anything. We're just throwing dirt, which we've done many times, and we've spent millions and millions of dollars on that, and, you know, that washes away, you know. So why would you do that without bringing in river water? You know, it doesn't make any sense. And I don't want to see us waste money again. I mean, the good thing is that, you know, all of this stuff is now up for discussion. If we're ever going to change and revamp how the Corps of Engineers handles the Delta of the Mississippi, it's right now.
Earlier this year, Congress authorized an extension of funding for the North American Wetlands Conservation Act. Do you have any thoughts on current lawmaking efforts?
You know, we've seen all kind of legislation move here and there, but you know, the main thing is if we don't get the Mississippi River water back out into the Delta, it continues to die. So, you know, none of that, as far as I know, has been changed. Nothing survives without fresh water. Any kind of conservation you're going to be doing in the Delta, the fresh water is the first element. That's the sticky topic, and that's the one that's hard to talk about, and it's hard to get any movement on, you know. We're the one that has to acknowledge the elephant in the room. And the reason we can do that is because we're free and open to be able to talk about that. We're not funded by any one particular organization or company. We're not making a living doing this. All of us are volunteers and have other jobs.
You guys are going to be offering plane tours to visitors to the festival so they can get a firsthand look at what's actually happening with erosion. How far out do you take them?
Probably about a 35, 40-minute ride. And it gives you a pretty good view of the coast. I mean, you don't have to go far to see what's happening and see how much land we're losing and how fast we're losing it. It's hard to describe. And a lot of people from out of state, you know, they come down and go take the flight. There's no better way of, you know, getting it in their brain about what we're talking about. So it's just hard to see from the ground, you know.
John Swenson is a writer who does a lot of work for Offbeat. He's going to be doing a reading from his book, New Atlantis, at the festival.
Right.
But what's the connection there? How did you guys get together?
Well, I mean, you know, in the book he talks about it and how, you know, he was hanging around when we were forming Voice of the Wetlands and listening to the things we were talking about before Katrina, you know, when we were saying, look, man, we got a problem. And, you know, he was one of the people that was sitting around listening to us and was with us when we were recording the first Voice of the Wetlands album. You know, which was just, you know, 6 months before Katrina. That pretty much locked him in with us as, you know, one of the people there to document that, you know.
Is there a particular site that you've seen when you're out on the bayou that really brings home the reality of the whole problem for you?
My backyard, you know, the entire swamp that I grew up in is dead and gone. There's no trees alive. There's nothing. Most of that has been in the last 20 years. You don't have to go far. That's what I'm saying. You don't have to go far to see it. That's when people get in an airplane, I mean, in 10 minutes, they see it. You know, as soon as you take off from the home airport, you're going to see the Gulf is right there next to the airport. Well, it used to be 25 miles to get to the Gulf from the airport. You know, now it's 3.
I think to a lot of people, this seems like an impossibly big problem. Is there anything in particular that gives you hope that something can be done about it?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, the Delta of Mississippi is supposed to be building land. It built everything that we're sitting on, that we're living on. It's the biggest land building tool in North America. It can be used to do the same thing over again. I mean, I watched it happen on the Atchafalaya side. You know, the Atchafalaya has been building land, and it's showing us the roadmap of how to do this. And, you know, it's doing it by itself, like the way it's supposed to be done. Let's do that on the Mississippi side. You know? But the Atchafalaya, we can use the water in the Atchafalaya because it doesn't have a levee system keeping it in that's owned by the Corps of Engineers. And because it's got fresh water from the Atchafalaya flowing through it, it grows. And it builds land, and trees growing, and the grass growing, and all of the things that keep the soil, you know, retained is living off of that fresh water. And that's what I see. I see it working, you know, so we have to do that on a bigger scale.
Does the Voice of the Wetlands have anything planned for this year outside of the festival?
You know, the festival is a big event every year. It takes up a lot of time as we get closer to it. It's all volunteer, so it's a lot of work, you know, to put that on. You know, it's free. The reason that it is free is because we do so much, you know, on our own as volunteers to make it happen and try not to spend a bunch of money. And that way, you know, we can keep it free. So there's no excuse for not showing up.
Yeah. Is there anyone in the lineup for this year that you're particularly excited about?
Well, I'm excited to get Ellen Bishop there with Mickey Thomas singing. You know, these guys haven't been playing together much since the 70s. You know, and me and LaRue and everybody else, we have the lineup's always good, and it's always free.
The festival is held at the Southdown Museum Grounds in Houma. Music kicks off at 6:15 p.m. on Friday, October 12th, and continues through Sunday night.
That's all I got. I mean, just, you know, get people to show up.